Hi guys, how are you all doing today? Welcome to Life Matters with Anua Adedire, and this has been a very long minute. I want to first say a big thank you to everyone that has liked, subscribed to my YouTube channel, has followed this podcast closely, and thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing your friends. It's such been a surreal time, and I think that I want to share a couple of things with us. And first off, I went on a social media break, and it was very intentional going on that break just because I felt like I needed to have time for myself. Creating content is not beans, guys. It's not beans at all. So I really wanted to do that, and it was such a great opportunity to reflect, to exercise, to do a lot of things that I normally would not do before now, to be very sincere with you. So yes, I'm so grateful to God for giving me that chance to do that, and I'm so grateful to God for even giving me the opportunity to kind of work with great minds, great people, when it comes to stuff, I would say generally. And during this lockdown, I was able to do all that. But today what I want to talk about is in two phases. And my little angel is sleeping, so I have to record this very fast. There's so many things I really want to share, and to be very sincere with you, I don't even know where to start. But today I am going to start with something very important that I think that a lot of people have kind of overflogged and make you feel bad when you have that mindset. So for those that are Christians, there is a book of Proverbs in the Bible that talks about the Proverbs 31 woman, and it talks about a lot of things about this woman who is very virtuous. It's an epitome of a role model, if you look at it, of someone that you look up to, that you want to be like, or you want to be those things that were written about her. And it's so amazing that we as ladies have always said, oh, I want to be Proverbs 31 woman. When I get married, I want to be that kind of woman that her husband will call her blessed, and yada yada yada. And it's very important, it's very good to be that kind of woman. But when I sit back down, and I went, there was time that it was such a pressure for a lot of younger ladies that are friends to me, or younger ladies that are around my age range, and they actually were talking about it one day, and we talked about it for 1 minute, and we're like, you know, there's nothing bad being a Proverbs 31 woman. And for those that have never read the book of Proverbs, it is something that you should read. I probably will do, I will write that down so that I don't forget. But this is something that I would want to do, the book of Proverbs, one chapter every day throughout the month of October. And I think that is very important, and it's a very good book. So going back to the book, and we're talking about how the woman is so industrious, she does everything in the house and all that, and and I remember that I sat down. So if you want to look at the part where it talks about the Proverbs 31 woman, it's from verse 10 to verse 31. So it's Proverbs chapter 31 from verse 10 to 31. And the woman is this person that like her husband trusts her, he never even has a regret, or it's like this perfect woman. And growing up, we've had this belief that we have to be this woman before we can get a man, before we can get married. And it gives women this, and what I'm talking about today, sorry, I didn't say the topic. So what I'm talking about today is the Proverbs 31 superwoman. So they've categorized you as this young lady, still trying to figure out life, still trying to figure out different directions of your life, and they expect you to jump in and be that Proverbs 31 woman. And I one day asked, I'm like, where did this all come from? Like, where did we all get this notion that we have to be the Proverbs 31 woman? And I remember that through my research, I found out that it was the grandmother of Lemuel, who is the grandmother of Solomon, who was just telling the princess and was telling like her grandchildren and all the likes that this is the kind of woman that I will, should we say, prescribe, or I would say y'all should go for. And I'm like, so if that was her mindset of the kind of woman they should go for, does that mean that I have to be that woman right now? And I was having a conversation with amazing ladies, they're professionals, they're mothers, they're even and single ladies also. And one of the things that stood out from the conversation that we had was a lot of women are falling into this deep track of being the power study one woman right now. And I'm sorry, but I would say they've died because of it. I'm not saying you should not be the power study one woman, but this was someone else's idea of what this woman should be like or should look like. And if if this is someone else's idea, then that means she, out of her wealth of experience over the years, she has met so many women, she has lived life to a particular age, and she's seen, oh, this is actually the better way. And I will just read a couple of things. I will right now. So from verse 10, it says, a good woman is hard to find, and what far more than rubies. Her husband trusts her without reserve and never has reason to regret it, never spiteful, she treats him generously all her life. So the first thing is, a lot of people try to jump into being the Proverbs 31 woman right now, but this is, he trusts her without reserve and he has no reason to regret it, never spiteful, she treats him generously all her life long. So I am not against this, and like I said, why I'm talking about this is because I think a lot of women have taken the cape of being a superwoman and they never rest, because this woman shops around, she knits, she's trading, she's doing 1,000 things all at the same time. She's the first to wake up, she's the last to sleep, she's skillful in all these things. And to be very sincere, I have friends that are good in a lot of things, like they can cook, they can make hair, they can knit, they can do all that. But a lot of times we dwell on those domestic things that they're good at and forget other ways of their life that they're struggling with, and vice versa when we see ladies that aren't as good as that, but we categorize them as non-virtuous women or women that we have to look down on. And for me, listening to mothers where they were like, they struggle and they feel bad, where they feel like, I have to be the one to do everything in the house, I have to this, I have to that. And I just thought about is that, why do we put ourselves, this grandmother, when she was telling Lemuel, like I said, was talking out of experience, talking out of what she has put together in her mind to who this woman should be. Do you understand? And it is interesting that I am a work in progress. You, my sister listening to me, you're a work in progress. So why should we, being that work in progress, why should we now kill ourselves? I think that it is important to know what suits you, what works for you, and what works for you and your partner. There are some people that it's not the wife that makes the clothing, like the scripture said. It's the man that cooks, it's the man that does that, it's the man that does the things that are in the Proverbs 31 woman, but she has the values that the Proverbs 31 woman has. So why am I making this podcast? It's just to talk to my ladies, my sisters, my moms, my aunties, wherever you are, whatever part of the world you are married, you're single, and you have this pressure of wanting to be perfect, wanting to be that all person all in one. And it is important to just take a step back sometimes and just reevaluate the things that are going on with you. Do you understand? Reevaluate the things that are going on with you. Take a step back and look at your family and like, okay, how can they help? Right? How can they help me in the house? Delegate. I know that you want to clean the house, and how they will clean it isn't as perfect as how you will clean it. But why can't you just do the needful by making sure that you're not going to be bullied into how do I call it? Sometimes it's bullying, like, oh, there's this perfect woman out there, right? No, you might feel like you're the perfect woman, but they might feel like, oh no, you know what, because you're not doing this, that and that, you're not perfect. But I want you to first look at, tell yourself, I'm imperfect, I can't do everything, I can't fix everything, so I will delegate. If they don't clean it well, I will take my mind off it, I will take my eyes off it, and I will do the needful. But don't, please don't in any way feel less than yourself because family, friends and the likes make you feel guilty of those things. So, like I said, and sorry for that break, like I said, it's just very important for us, all of us, as women, as sisters, as friends, let's make sure that we do the needful. Do the needful by, like I said, delegate. Delegate to people in the house. If they don't clean it well, don't be angry. Take it as it is. To be very sincere, take it as it is. It's not. You're not going to die if they as spotless as you want, but you have to do what is right for you at that moment, right? And what is right for you at that moment is your sanity, your rest. Take time off, go to the spa, take care of yourself. I know that you're the first to wake up, you're the last to sleep, you're the one who does everything, but like I said, take time off. Reevaluate the time that you spend. When last have you even taken care of yourself? Gone to do pedicure, manicure, gone on a date with yourself? See, it's important we all do that. I know that we feel like, oh, my job is to take care of everybody, but the question is, who is taking care of you? And you know, the Proverbs 31 woman's husband was proud of her. That means he affirms her. So as a brother too, if you're listening to this podcast and you have a wife or you have a sister or you have a mom who is all these things, but you see that she never takes time off to actually like rest, do her one solid. Why can't you just help her at home or try to visit and say, you know what, mommy, today I'm getting someone to clean for you, I'm bringing packs of soup for you to eat, or do something special for her. So I just feel like we've had this Proverbs 31 superwoman we've idolized in our mind on who we are meant to be as ladies, and we sometimes feel less than ourselves if we don't meet up to the standard. You understand? We don't meet up to the standard of that woman. But bro, sis, it's not that deep. You should just take your time and say, you know what, I've done enough. I know that this might not be the best of what I want, but I've done my best, and I will just try to leave the rest and just leave it that way. So please, 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 and please. I know that sometimes it's a little bit stressful. I know sometimes we can feel very overwhelmed. I know sometimes even that stress can allow us to like nag and all that and feel very unwanted. But you know what? Also, one thing they didn't tell us in the Proverbs 31 woman also is having a circle of women that you can talk to. Have a circle of our sister that you can talk to, that you can share your stress with. I'm very grateful to have friends like sisters who are very, very gracious. They're always checking in, and they're the kind of, you have the kind of circle that when they say, how are you, you're not ashamed to say, I'm not doing well. Like, let them know, be truthful. Like, there are certain people in my life, when they say, how are you really doing, I just come out and I tell them, I am this, I am that, I am this, I am this, I am this. And they're like, okay, I don't know where to start from, but I know that this and this and this are the things you might need. So it's very important. So I really want to talk about this, and it's just funny that this was not supposed to be the first I was supposed to do like a reintroduction of myself to you guys, which I'm going to come back to do, but I just felt like I needed to share this with y'all. And I hope you love this. I hope that I did not ramble too much. Sorry, I had so many things around here distracting. And my madam, is all about food at the moment. So she's being a fan. She's sending hello to everybody. But yeah, just let me know if there's something you want us to talk about, a topic you want us to share. But like I said, I'm still gonna come back, reintroduce myself to y'all, and let y'all know what I'm up to and what I do and everything about Anu. And yeah, so don't forget to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Anu Adedire. Please don't forget to subscribe to YouTube channel, and don't forget to share this podcast and listen to previous episodes of the show Life Matters with Anu Adedire. Till I see you next time, God bless you, God be with you, God cause his face to shine upon you. And my lovely sisters, you're queen, you're beautiful. Don't stress yourself. And when you know you're getting stressed, just take a time off. The Proverbs 31 woman, you're still the virtuous woman. And one thing I wanted to say, yes, we always have this pressure, especially from like the southwestern part of Nigeria, where they say, oh, you have to act like a wife, you have to act like someone that they want to marry. But I remember that when the scripture says, he that findeth a wife, so I'm a wife before he marries me, I become his wife when he marries me. So it is so important, right? It is so important for each and every one of us to know that we are wives already. You are a wife, a good wife. So build your character, build yourself, build that mansion. That don't feel less than whatever because of anything. Don't feel like, oh, this man will be intimidated by me. Or nah, if he's yours, he will not be intimidated by you. He will support you, right? And you know, for my brothers, one thing that the Proverbs 31 woman's husband did was to praise her. Every time she did something that was good, he would praise her, he would gather people, he will do all those things. So don't let it be that the only time we hear your voice when it comes to your wife is when she does something wrong in the house or in the community or whatnot. Let it be that you constantly sing her praise from time to time, all right? So, yes, I know that I said I was going to go, but I'm going to go right now. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you enjoyed this piece. And till I see you next time, God bless you. Bye.